Welcome to Sports at Large. Right about now, Tom Izzo could really use some answers. Izzo, who has been coaching the Michigan State men's basketball team since 1995 with a national championship, 8 Final Four appearances, and induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame in his resume, wants to know what to do next to help his players. It's not that Izzo has suddenly lost touch or has forgotten how to coach. It's more that the sport he has known and loved for all these years has changed dramatically, and not for the better. As if dealing with players routinely passing through the transfer portal like water through a faucet, and handing out cash to players like an ATM wasn't enough for an old-school guy like Izzo, now comes the latest alteration to the landscape. The new adjustment comes as former NBA draftees and minor league players are inserted into college basketball lineups, along with experienced international talent, some during the current season. It's enough to make Izzo contemplate something other than coaching. Quote, "Write this one down. It's going to get me," Izzo told reporters recently. Quote, "I'm just not going to let it bother me, but it's going to get me sooner or later. Sooner or later, it's going to get me," unquote. Izzo's not the only one who is vexed by the goings-on. His Big Ten colleague Purdue's Matt Painter, as well as Arkansas's John Calipari and Connecticut men's coach Dan Hurley, also have weighed in the negative. One school, Baylor, and its coach, Scott Drew, aren't quite as bothered by it. To the contrary, Drew and the Bears welcomed James Inaji, a 7-foot center from Nigeria, over the weekend. Inaji, who is 21, was drafted by the Detroit Pistons in the second round of the 2023 NBA draft. He can not only play now, but he'll have 4 years of collegiate eligibility despite having played in 5 NBA Summer League games this past July, while also playing professionally in Barcelona for 5 years. And then there's London Johnson, who has 3 years logged in the G League, which is where the NBA ships prospects for development. Despite that experience, Johnson, who is also 21, will be allowed to join Louisville next year with 2 years eligibility. And 2 high-powered women's programs, South Carolina and Texas Tech, are welcoming foreign players with professional experience, one of whom will be the first 7-footer in women's college basketball history. All of this has come to pass with the seeming consent of the NCAA, which, heretofore, has protected the sanctity of eligibility of college athletes with the fierceness of an eagle guarding its nest. NCAA President Charlie Baker has said that players who have signed NBA contracts or deals that permit them to play in the G League and the NBA will not be eligible to play in college. But that leaves an immense crevasse for certain players to climb through, a hole that might be large enough to drive good people like Tom Izzo out of a sport that desperately needs them. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.